the RFP to redesign the website of recovery.gov. It was sent out to GSA, Alliant, government-wide contractors. This actually RFP was never published publicly on the web. We managed to get our hands on a paper copy, scanned it in, put it on the internet, and said, hey, you know what? We're just going to bid on this. Even though we're not eligible, we're still going to bid, and we're going to invite the community to bid with us. So we took the RFP, we put it online, and then we started a wiki at wiki.sunlightlabs.com and said, help us write our proposal. And we've actually invited all the 59 government-wide alliance, Galactic Alliance contractors to bid with us to help us out. If there's any of them out there that actually want to partner up with us to do this, we're open to that. That's exciting.
And the deadline is actually coming up quickly. It's next Friday, June 26th. So this all has to happen very quickly. How did this idea come about, and why do it?
Well, for two reasons. One, because we need to shed light on the government contracting process. And what better way than to inject ourselves into it? Part of the problem, we think, is that it's too complicated. We at the Sunlight Foundation, we have a policy team that still doesn't understand the government contracting process or the nuances. And so we said, well, we're just going to plunge into it head first and invite people to, you know, join us in it, and then blog about the process and see what happens,
and maybe shed some light to maybe learn something through actually doing it.
Right.
And part of this is, as you said, this is was shipped out to Alliant people on the Alliant contract. So technically, the Sunlight can't do this. So does this end up being sort of like a parallel exercise, or is there something real here?
It's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Technically, you're right. When we bid on this, the Recovery and Accountability and Transparency Board will say, sorry, you're not eligible. But maybe we can convince one of these large contractors to join us in this process and to say, hey, you know what? You're right, Sunlight Labs, you're not eligible for this, but we are. Why don't we work with you to make this happen?
Sunlight could almost become a sub or something.
A sub? Yeah, certainly. but, I mean, the win for us may be that one of these contractors recognizes the business opportunity here and goes, hey, wait a minute. If we, you know, are open and transparent, that will, you know, make us look better and give us a better opportunity to actually getting this contract. And from the Sunlight Foundation perspective, getting a contractor to engage in a completely open process for bidding on this bidding on this website is a gigantic win for us.
And getting the RFP out there in a public
right.
way is sort of a step in that direction, right?
That's right.
And using a development process where you're sort of almost crowdsourcing.
Crowdsourcing the whole thing. I mean, if people want to join in, if different firms want to join in and help out on different parts of the RFP, they can, you know, go to sunlightlabs.com and click on Wiki and then click on Edit.
And we will have all those links right there on federalnewsradio.com, so you can go and see what folks are saying. And again, all this is done in a very transparent way.
Completely open.
And have you had contributions come in? People say, oh, yeah, I want to contribute to this?
Most right now, people are helping outline the process and contributing their expertise. So we've gotten a lot of, hey, you know you're not eligible for this, right?
right.
But you know, there are a lot of people working behind the scenes. We're in an IRC chat room, too, chatting on how to do this, trying to find the right kinds of partners and people to bring to the table. I've started to do some of the writing. People are chipping in on the different sections. But, I mean, a lot of work has gone into taking what's in this PDF and then developing an outline for it. So that people can edit it in the wiki.
Were you at all surprised that something that an organization which has transparency in its name didn't just post the RFP in a sort of transparent way, that you guys had to do this?
I'm sort of shocked by it, to be honest with you. I mean, I wish it had been public. The RFP had been public, even though only 59 companies are eligible for it. I think that the government should release that information to the general public, no matter what, even if only 59 people can bid on it. That being said, you know, there's probably bureaucracy and regulation here that we don't know about or have experience with. So I'll give them a pass. I won't complain too much about it. But yeah, it's still sort of shocking to me that the only place that you can get this online is where we put it up over at sunlightlabs.com.
And how will you measure success in this process? When when all is said and done, what will you use as sort of your measurements for whether it worked?
Well, I'll tell you, it reminds me of when I was in college, right? And I would postpone or procrastinate writing the 60-page term paper. I guess success then was managing to finish the term paper and hand it into the professor. So right now what I've got my eye on is managing to finish the 60-page bid on the recovery.gov 2.0 website and turning it into the RAT board. That's what I'm focused on nearly completely right now. How we measure success? Outside of that, I'd say getting people, the number of people that are involved in this process and the quality of the bid that we're able to create. You know, I think the other side of the coin here is even if we don't get this contract, even if we find no one to partner with us and we don't get this contract, the community, through an open process, will have created a bid for recovery.gov for us to compare to whoever eventually gets the recovery.gov contract.